Zoe Wright is a fifth-year student at Mount Allison and a Two-Spirit Indigenous person. Wright's first reaction on reading Dr. Azar's blog was disappointment.
Unfortunately, I wasn't surprised by the content, but it was jarring to see that it was being put out there in the way that it was. And also, like, for instance, she has some posts on the blog that are direct responses to certain, like, Argosy articles. And she asks current students, like, questions in these blog posts in a very snarky and condescending way, which I found really troubling. And I think that was the first thing that stuck out to me immediately from reading the blog.
In Wright's first year, they took a class with Dr. Azar and approached the professor to touch base about accommodations they had arranged through the Meehan Center.
So I went up after one of the lecturers to just introduce myself, let her know that I would be needing accommodations to put a face, you know, to a name that she would be hearing. And while I was introducing myself, I mentioned that I was Two-Spirit and I would prefer using they, them pronouns when addressing me. And her response straight to my face was, no, I don't believe in other identities. And that was really jarring. And it actually is a big factor for why I didn't publicly come out until several years later.
Wright says the interaction with Dr. Azar left them feeling unwelcome in the class.
Exactly. This was someone who I was supposed to respect in a classroom environment. And I was really confused because I wasn't sure how I was supposed to continue this class and respect and learn from someone who didn't respect me back, you know?
Wright says they haven't encountered the same attitude since in the rest of their time at Mount Allison. At the time, Wright says they didn't feel that they had the power or support to report Dr. Azar's comments. But recently, when the blog came to light, they decided to report them.
I felt like it was important to share that this is not something that's new that's been going on. And I know a lot of students who might be in a position similar to how I was when I was affected. So I felt like speaking out now and reporting it was really important to give a voice to those who can't.
Wright says the situation surrounding Dr. Azar calls for education and further dialogue on campus.
I think that there needs to be some sensitivity training going on. I think that this is a really great opportunity to open a dialogue between people who have been affected by Dr. Azar's words, but also between people who hold the same views as Dr. Azar, because clearly, I mean, this blog was anonymous and it's clear that she didn't feel respected enough or have enough trust in her peers and her colleagues to speak out about this in person. And I think that is just as much of a problem as the people who are affected by her words. And so I think this is, like I said, is a really great opportunity to open a dialogue into making Mount Allison a more accepting space for everybody to voice their opinions, but also feel safe.
That was fifth-year Mount Allison student Zoe Wright. Helen Yao is a third-year Mount Allison student and a member of Divest Mount A, a group of students working to convince university administration to direct its endowment fund investments away from fossil fuel companies. Yao is mentioned by name in Dr. Azar's blog in response to coverage of Divest Mount A in the Argosy.
I think she took a lot of issue with climate change overall because she, in different articles, kind of called the UN data on climate science and a climate crisis kind of catastrophizing. And I think that's the basis. And I think a lot of times she ends up having misunderstood certain issues related to the climate crisis. And that particularly shows in her questioning on how structural inequality really factors into the climate crisis and her misframing of things going on, such as the events that occurred when the RCMP invaded sovereign Wet'suwet'en territories.
Yao says that in addition to Dr. Azar's apparent denial of climate science, her denialism stretches to include inequality in general.
A prevalent theme that appears in a blog is that she seems to be very committed to denying the existence of structural inequality. And I think she justifies it most of the time with personal anecdotes and her personal opinions. And I think she makes the conflation of individual experience and social structures.
Yeo also took a first-year course from Dr. Azar, but doesn't recall problematic behavior from the professor.
She didn't really express her personal opinions that much in her teaching of an introductory course. However, I don't think that means that these opinions don't have harmful implications when it comes to her practices and her teaching.
Yeo says she found Dr. Azar's denial of the existence of racism more worrisome than her criticism of the divest movement.
Her attacks on me are very much different from her attacks on some other people, because I felt that when she is attacking me on climate change, they are surrounding how my beliefs are misguided and I'm brainwashed. But when it comes to her attacks on Black and Indigenous people, for example, that is based on how the fact that their realities somehow aren't real, especially in her comments towards Hussoni, who I believe is a St. Thomas alum. And she specifically says that his experience with racism in New Brunswick is not real. And I think that's really interesting how this dynamic takes place. And I think it's important to pay attention to it, to how it impacts different people who are reading her opinions.
Yeo says that Deves Monet has joined the Black Students Union and other groups in a call to have Dr. Azar removed from her teaching position, saying that freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom from consequences.
A lot of the debate on campus, unfortunately, now has devolved into, well, she has a fundamental freedom of speech. She has the ability to express her opinions and her free thoughts. So why are we like essentially censoring her? And I think the response, the very easy response to that is obviously no. No one is calling for censorship. No one is saying that she doesn't have the right to these opinions and thoughts, but that doesn't absolve her from consequences, especially for someone who is supposed to be more qualified and who holds a position of power.
That was third-year Mann Allison student Helen Yeo. We'll be continuing to follow this story. For CHMA, I'm Erica Butler.